So once upon a time, there was a piggy, a chick, and a worm. And they were unlikely three very close friends. And they all lived in the same farm. And initially, the chick especially had to get over their inherent desire to eat the worm. And then the pig also had some inklings of wanting to eat the worm, but once they decided together that they would be great friends, they barely ever thought about it. And their very favoriteest thing was on a day, not unlike today, after the clouds had kind of separated, to sit out in the middle of a warm, beautiful field and look up at the sky and pretend like they were seeing things in the clouds and see if they could all see the same things. And they would see all sorts of different animals from the farm, and they would see all sorts of shapes. And eventually, they even came to the place where the chick and the piggy could understand what the worm was saying, because the worm didn't really have a mouth, so it had to kind of... But they were so connected, and they so loved each other that they understood. One day, a very frightening thing happened. While they were out basking in a beautiful sun with wonderful clouds rolling by, the pig and the chick were trying to figure out what they were seeing, and the worm said, and they said, "Oh, totally." And they heard this growl not far off, and this big fox appeared. And the fox had been watching them for a long time and especially wanted to eat the chicken. And as soon as the fox pounced, it grabbed the chicken and started to run away to this part of the forest where it lived. And the worm was very afraid, and the pig was very afraid too, but they had very different instincts. When the worm felt this fear bubbling up, it made a fear choice, and the worm started burrowing into the ground and wanted to hide. And the pig also wanted to hide too, but it loved that chicken so much, and it totally understood the drive to fear and the drive to hide, but he decided he wanted to make a love choice instead. And so he ran after the fox and the chicken. And luckily, the part of the forest wasn't so far off. And he found the fox was tying the chicken onto a big, long stick and was starting to build a bit of a fire. It was going to have a bit of a barbecue. And the pig decided it needed to do something. Now, in addition to looking at the clouds, the pig, the chicken, and the worm also loved treasure. And they would gather all sorts of wonderful little treasures that they found, and they had a big velvety bag that they put their treasures in. And the pig thought of what he needed to do, and so he ran back into their secret hiding place, and he got the velvety bag with all of the treasures, and he ran back into the part of the forest, and he waited while the fox was tending to the fire and bringing the log over and putting it up. And the chicken was terrified when all of a sudden the pig ran up behind the fox and pulled the velvety bag with all of the treasures over the fox's head and pulled the tie tight until the fox was surrounded by weird little chocolate coins and little shiny rocks, and it was all disoriented. And the pig flung him up into the air, and there just happened to be a truck, an apple cart, passing by. And the fox landed on the apple cart so disoriented, trying to get the bag off its head, and it didn't get the bag off its head until it was far, far, far away on a highway. And the pig brought down the chicken. And the worm had come out, hearing that the fox was gone. And they loosened the chicken's binds. And they all sort of took deepening breaths. And they calmed down. And they were good after that. See, the challenge is we often have these choices. We have fear choices, and we have love choices. And often it's a mixture of so many things, but we try more and more to make the love choice. To defend one another and to build a more just and a more loving world.